Today's Shir Bishop Riyami is Siman Taf Kuf Nun, we're up to Sif Gimel. I just want to point out something from yesterday that I wanted to get in there afterwards before we got knocked out. And that is that we saw that the issue of bathing and doing the different other inuyim on the other fast days, and whether one should be machmir, a bal nefesh, even on the other days, not to bathe, not to anoint, not to... And again, we saw that that's, definitely a high level of bal nefesh, and even then, not in all situations should it be done. But it is the minag, and this is important, it's pointed out in Dirshu, the minag is, and this is something we always like scratch our heads if we don't know what to do on these days, is that there is a minag not to bathe in warm water on all of these other fast days, okay? Except for instances when Asara B'Teves falls out on Friday. This is pointed out in the Be'erim U'Musafim of Dirshu. And now, washing one's hands, feet, or face with warm water is permitted on these other fast days, as is bathing the entire body in cold water, yum. And a person who wishes to be machmir, okay, this is what he points out. Let's say you're a bal nefesh. So a bal nefesh, we saw, might want to already be makabalist fast starting the night before. He's a bal nefesh, and he wants to do that. So they also point out that he shouldn't do that. Why shouldn't he do that on Motzei Shabbos? Can anyone guess why a bal nefesh should not do it on Motzei Shabbos? Shavas of a Thomas falls out on a Sunday. So what would be a reason not to start the fast, be a bal nefesh, and start the fast on Motzei Shabbos? So the Poskim say, because it's going to be Mevatel your Malava Malka. So it's a bal nefesh that's, being Mafkiya, his mitzvah Malava Malka. Anyway, that's that. Let's continue on now. Sif Gimel, Tav Kuf Nun Sif Gimel. Here we go. Kol Arba Tzomot Halalu, Im Chalu L'yos B'Shabbos, Nidchin La'achar HaShabbos. All the four fasts that we're talking about, if they fall out on Shabbos, this includes even Tisha B'Av, Nidchin La'achar Shabbos, they are postponed till after Shabbos to Sunday. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches, Kol Arba Tzomos, Kol Lav Davka, Dila Olam Ein Asara B'Teves Chal B'Shabbos, Kemo Shekasu Simen Tav Kof Ches, Sif Beis. Asara B'Teves can never fall out on Shabbos, so it's not really all four fasts, but in principle, all four fasts. We'll see that Asara B'Teves is that one fast that can fall out on Friday. So that we'll see coming up. And then he says as follows. Sif Katan Tes. Nidchin la'achar HaShabbos. So it's postponed till after Shabbos, to Sunday. Below Kodem, not before. Meaning they don't move it up to the Thursday before. Da'akdume Puranisa lo makdiminan. Because we don't go ahead and push up earlier a fast day that is based on Puranis, based on, right, our destruction of, Beis HaMikdash and Bnei Yisrael, etc. Unlike Tainus Esther, we do move earlier. Tainus Esther, we move back to Thursday. But the Tainasim of Puranis, that we don't move back to Thursday, but rather, if it falls in on Shabbos, rather we move it ahead one day to Sunday. Let's move weiter in the Ramah. Bim chalu be'erev Shabbos, karim b'shachris u'mincha v'yichal. And he says, if the Tainus falls out on Erev Shabbos, then you will still read the Kriyas HaTorah, both b'shachris u'mincha, the Kriyas HaTorah of v'yichal. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Bim chalu be'erev Shabbos. So he says, once again, hay lishna gam kein lav dafka. This is also lav dafka. Why? The chola arbat somos gam kein efshar lachul be'erev Shabbos. Because all four fasts, also, it's impossible for it to be chal on Erev Shabbos. Lefi kviyas hamavuar le'el b'simen k'tav chav ches. As all the other fasts we saw earlier, that it cannot fall out on Friday. Only Asar B'Teves has the ability to fall out on a Friday. This year was Friday, right? Asar B'Teves. Okay, let's move right there. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, and Shachris and Mincha, you'll say the Kriyas Torah of Yichal. It says V'hu Adin Doimer Hashiach Tzibur Anenu Ben Goel Lerofe. Also, the regular addition of Anenu that the Shiach Tzibur says between the bracha of Gaal Yisrael and Rifa'enu, between Goel and Rofe, that is also recited in the Tefillah of on Erev Shabbos Mincha. Aval Ein Omrim Viduyim Unefilas Apayim B'Mincha. However, Tachnun still is not done on Mincha of Erev Shabbos, Kos Lefishu Erev Shabbos, as well as Viduyim, anyone who also adds types of Vidui on the, right, people do Tshuva, and people have Nuschos to do Vidui on fast days, that also should not be done at Mincha time on, because it's Erev Shabbos. Umitam Zeh, Ein Lasos B'Erev Shabbos Yom Kippur Katan. You should not, on Erev Shabbos, ever have a Yom Kippur Katan, Be'im Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos. Let's say you have Rosh Chodesh and falls on Shabbos. It's something called, we don't usually do it in Yeshiva, but many Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and maybe in other places as well, they have Yom Kippur Katan. In fact, many shuls in Eretz Yisrael have a Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Chodesh. At Mincha, there's a whole Nusach, it's like sort of like a little Yom Kippur, Dikah Davening, with Slichas and the like. It's called Yom Kippur Katan. And you do that on Erev, Rosh Chodesh, and Mincha. So he says, based on what we just saw, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, they do not have the tefillos of Yom Kippur Katan with all the slichas and all of that on Friday. Ki im bi Yom Chamishi Shilfanav. Rather, you move it up. There, you move it up to the Thursday. L'fisha ein lomar, slichos, and gam viduyin be'erev Shabbos b'mincha. Because we don't go ahead and have slichas and vidui on Erev Shabbos in Mincha. Okay, let's move weiter. In the Ramah, the Ramah then says, "V'im yesh chupa b'yom atainis b'erev Shabbos." Someone gets married, okay, on a tainis, let's say on Asar v'Teves, that happens to be Erev Shabbos. Right? They used to get married. Like today, we don't see too many weddings on Friday, but they used to get married on Fridays in the old days. And let's say someone's getting married, and you don't put off weddings and things like that. So a guy has a chupa on a yom tainis b'erev Shabbos. Nogil l'spalo mincha v'lekros v'yichal. He says the minhag is to go ahead and first daven mincha, go ahead and have the kriyas haTorah of the tainis of ayichal, the yachar kach osin achup, and afterwards you have the wedding. It says vayein lael simin reish mentes siv dalid im mashlimin atainis. We check out back there whether or not such a person will go ahead and has to finish the tainis. Look what he says siv katan yud beis the yachar kach osin achupa. So he says, and in such a case, the chosan cannot drink from the kosher bracha because it's a fast day. Okay? It's still a fast day. You give it to the tinok to go in and drink. However, if it wasn't the actual, let's say it's a fast day when a chosan is getting married. So if that fast day happens to be, if it's a fast day, it happens to be a nidcha, a pushed off fast day, let's say to a Sunday, then he can actually drink from the kosher bracha, v'chein lechol l'shtos acharkach, and he can eat afterwards, v'yein l'kaman, and he says, and check out later on, and see what tafkos samach beis, siv beis, v'matainas hu rak machmas atzmo, shuasana biyom zeh, ein sarach l'ashlim. He says, if a person has his own tainas, okay, that he's fasting on that day, of, let's say, his wedding. So there, the person does not have to go ahead and finish the fast, right? The chassanim, let's say the chassanim who fast, have their own fast on the day of their wedding, they don't go ahead and fast at afterwards at the chassanim. They just fast up to the chassanim. V'chein kishachal echad me'atzomos v'tok shiva yimei achupa yashlim taniso. He says if any of the fast days fall out during someone's 7 days, right, of sheva brachas, sheva yimei mishneh, okay, ain't sarach yashlim tanisai. He does have to go ahead and finish and have the whole full fast, even though it's during his sheva yimei mishta, during the sheva brachas. Aval yartzeit ain't sarach l'sanayis b'toch sheva yimei chuppah. The person has a yartzeit during his 7 days of chuppah. This is talking im nasa besula o bachur al mana. If it's a full blown simcha where you're dealing with someone marrying a besula, or someone who's it's first marriage, even if it's with an almana, he did not have to fast on his on his yahrzeit during the one of these fast days that fall out on one of these fast days that fall out during his Sheva Yemei Mishnah, during his what we call the week of Sheva Brachas. Let's move weiter. Sif Dalad, Shabbos Kaidim Litzoyim Machris Shliach Tzibur Hatzom. Says the Shulchan Aruch says that on the Shabbos before any of these fast days, the Shliach Tzibur, the Gabbai, whoever it is in the shul, goes and announces that there's a fast day this week. Chutz Mitisha B'av, Vitzom Kippur, Vitzom Purim. Except for these three, okay, Tisha B'av, Vitzom Kippur, and Tzom Purim. V'simenach Akaf, Alav Piyu, Alav Chaf Pei, right? Alav. Okay, what are the Av, right? Tisha B'av, Akaf, Alav, and then Chaf, which is Kippur, Kippur, and Purim, okay, which is Pei. What's the chiluk between the other fast days and these three? Which, as we said yesterday, the other fast days were fast days. They were mekabel. Klal Yisrael was mekabel on themselves. So therefore, Bnei Yisrael is being mekabel on themselves, and that's why the Shliach Tzibur announces these fast days. Now, if you are scratching your head and you're asking, I don't remember anyone ever announcing the fast of Shavasa B'Tamas in Shul, or Asar B'Teves in Shul, or Son Gedalia in Shul. Okay, we might hear them announcing Bahab. If you ever hear, sometimes like they announce the idea of the fast of Bahab. Monday fast, it's after the Yom Tovim. But no, we don't see it. That's because if you go on in the Ramah, look at the Ramah, Uminaga Ashkenaz, Shalom Lachriz, Shum Echad Mehem. The Minaga Ashkenazim is we don't announce any of it based on the fact that we said that it's already been Mekubal. All of Klal Yisrael has already been Mekabel it upon themselves these fast days, and therefore there's no need to go ahead and have a public Kabbalah of the fast days on Shabbos. Tafkuf Nun Aleph. When Av comes in, mimatin b'simcha. Simcha, okay, is already should be lessened. Mr. Brewer says, "Ayein b'magen Avram to lotsa oimar, lotsa loimar she'ein smechin bo klal." You don't do anything that is like a nihug of simcha once it is already the month of Av, right? It's the beginning of the 9 days. Kemoshikasu atayses parakama de Megillah. Now, just as a little bit of an intro here, we're going to now see in this whole, it's a large siman, Tafkuf Nun Aleph, that there's really four different stages in the what we call this period of the 3 weeks, right? Known as the Bein Hametzarim. And you have one is Tisha B'Av itself, obviously, and Tisha B'Av you have all the five Inuyim. Achila, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas, Hasan, Tashmish, Amita, that's Tisha B'Av. Then you have Shavua Shechal Bo, okay, which is very significant. Okay, there are significant differences between Shavua Shechal Bo, the week of, and the 9 days, okay? Especially Sephardim, right? The Chlal don't have as much on the 9 days as Ashkenazim, but even Ashkenazim have greater, there's greater Chumra in the Shavua Shechal Bo. But in principle, the idea is, and the Shavua Shechal Bo, the minug is not to do any activities of avelus. To go ahead and dafka do and be like in a state of an avel, and therefore not to do any nihugin that an avel, okay, wouldn't do. And then there is the third stage, which is earlier, going back the 9 days, and that's what we saw right here, that we're not noyeg activities of simcha. And then finally, you have Shavuos HaBetamuz, which was the time when the city was breached and broken through. And even though in the Gemara itself, we don't see dinim, but the Gaonim and the Rishonim brought up these dinim that we're going to see here regarding the 3 weeks, starting from Shavuos HaBetamuz. Let's move weiter here. So he says here, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. So Mishnechas Av Mematim Simcha Ubar Yisrael Dislay Dina Ba'adei Nachrim. Based on this, since it's not really a time of Mesugal for Simcha, that's why we're also Memayit B'Simcha, and it's not a time of great Mazel during this time. That's why we are Memayit B'Simcha. So if a Jew has a court case with a non-Jew, L'shtamet Minei Diriya Mazalei, he should try to postpone the court case with the non-Jew because of the right, the lack of mazel during this month, not a good month. Unlike Adar, where it would be a good month, Av is not a good month to go ahead and have a court case. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and Beis l'shtam et minei. Av Rosh Chodesh Elul. Until Rosh Chodesh Elul, v'al kol ponim ad achar Tisha B'Av. So you should try to postpone it really until Rosh Chodesh Elul. But minimally, he should postpone it until after Tisha B'Av. Continuing on in the Ramah. Mila shehi Rosh Chodesh at Tisha B'Av. A Mila that is from Rosh Chodesh, right, that takes place from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, meaning from the Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, the 9 days. Noagin Shah Moel Ubal Bris, this is the Ramah now. The minig is that the Moel and the Baal Bris and the Avi Abain, the Moel and the Baal Bris. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Who's the Baal Bris? He's the Sandik. The Sandik. Hainu Oso Shatofe Satinuk Alberka Vishasa Mila. It's the one who holds the baby on his knees during the Mila. Abal Hamachnis Va Motzi Atinuk. However, the one who brings the baby in and out, Shakorin Kvater, who's called the Kvater, Eino Bechlal Zeh, he's not part of this. And again, let's go quickly back to the Ramah. So these three, the Moel, the Baal Bris, and the Avi Aben, the Moel, the Sandik, and the father of the baby who's getting the Bris, having the Bris, Loshe Big Day Shabbos. They can wear Big Day Shabbos even though it's the 9 days. So look back into the Mishnah Berurah. Umikol Makom. So he said that the Kvater is not included in this. The Kvater can't wear Shabbos clothes. Umikol Makom Ma'isha Machneses HaTinok. However, the woman who's bringing in the Tinok, I guess the Kvateres, right? The one that brings it into the man, okay? She can no heges levosh b'day Shabbos. The minhag is for her to wear b'day Shabbos. Shezeh ikar mitzvasa, because that's basically, you know, the only mitzvah that a woman has at the bris mila, okay? Besides maybe the mama, and that's why look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet v'aviyah ben, and v'aviyah ben, not only the aviyah ben can wear Shabbos clothes, but also the ima, the imo, the mother as well, can also wear Shabbos clothes. And then let's go on. Aval back in the Ramah. Aval b'lav hachi aser. However, b'lav hachi aser. If for other reasons, one should not be wearing what? Big day Shabbos during the 9 days. Afilu b'Shabbos shel chazon. Even on Shabbos shel chazon. Ein machlifin. Even on Shabbos, right? The Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. On Shabbos itself, you don't go ahead and change your weekday clothes, Lvosh Big Day Shabbos, Ki ima Ketainas Levad, except for the Ketainas, which is the garment that you wear around your body. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hey, Ein Machlifin, Vafilu Atalis, and even the Shabbos Talis you don't put on, Uleinyan Giluach, and whether or not you can shave, Im Mutter Lebal Bris Vichi Agavna, okay? Whether a Baal Bris can go ahead and shave, I ain't b'sharei tshuva. Check out the sharei tshuva. Sifkat and vav. Kiyem akutanis levad. So what clothes? Okay, can you wear? What kind of Shabbos clothes can you wear on Shabbos? I think you have special underwear. Okay, he says she'ena levosh elav ne'azeya. If you're only wearing it, there's the clothes that you only wear. Okay, for your zeya, for your sweat, that you'd be able to go ahead and wear if you have a special ones for Shabbos. Umitam zem mutol la'achlif gam ha pazmakos. And that you can also, therefore, change your socks, because those are sweat items. B'zem mutter afilu b'Shabbos, and this is mutter even on Shabbos, shechal b'al Tisha B'Av, even if Shabbos itself falls on Tisha B'Av, and it's like, right, if Shabbos falls on Tisha B'Av, it's nidche to Sunday, you'd be able to wear these types of garments. U'vekilas kodesh vilna, noagin al piagra. And now comes the famous gra, which is arminag today, that lilboish big day Shabbos. We go ahead nowadays, and everybody wears their big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. We don't wear weekday clothes on Shabbos Chazon. Okay? The Yesh Mishan and Beged Echad. There are those that have the minhag to maybe, okay, change one Beged that it should not be a Beged Shabbos. Okay? The Chen Kasav of Yaakov Emden. And Yaakov Emden said the same thing, B'Shem Aviv, but he goes even further. Even on Shabbos that it's actually Tisha B'Av, which we'll see is even more chumer than Shabbos Chazon, you wear Shabbos clothing. Okay? Let's continue. Let's just try to finish it up quickly to Beis. And he says here, look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Aval Parshin, Paroches al Shabbos. And what we do go ahead and we keep up the Paroches, the Shabbos Paroches. We don't take it down on the Shabbos Chazon. Imlo She'ir Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos V'Nidcha. Unless Shabbos and Tisha B'Av coincide, then you already take down the Paroches of Shabbos. She'az Ein Parshin, Paroches al Shabbos. Someone who has a wedding the week after Tisha B'Av, right? So therefore, on Shabbos Chazon would be his Afruf. Mutal Vayish Pigday Shabbos B'Shabbos Chazon. He can wear his Shabbos clothes. Is according to the Ramah. Again, we all, everyone wears Shabbos clothes. But this is according to the Ramah. The Ramah says, even according to him, okay, the Chasan at his Afruf can wear Shabbos clothes. Look at Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Zayin, Paroches, Vuadin Mapos, Umusos, the different Shabbos coverings you can keep on Shabbos Chazon, let's say the white tablecloth and all that, Siv Katan Hey, Mutal Lilbosh, the Afavia Chasan, the Akala, Lemshim Begin Elion, Shabbos, the Chasan, the Kala. On the day of the Afruf, even the father of the Chasan and the Kala can wear their outer Shabbos clothes for the Chabayit of the Chasan, the Kala on his Afruf, Siv Katan Tes, Big Day Shabbos. Even according to the Ramah, who allows, okay, big day Shabbos, okay, when you're talking about the Chasan, he can go ahead and his Afruf and wear big day Shabbos, he can't wear new clothes. B'Shabbos shel Chazon, Sifkaton Yud, Afilu Chal Tisha B'av B'Shabbos, even if Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, the Chasan can wear clothes. Aval Avi HaChasan Ein La'ati B'Ofen Del Voshum Begit Shel Shabbos. However, according to the Ramah, the Avi, again, remember, we're not to wear Shabbos clothes. But according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, even if Shabbos falls out into Tisha B'Av, we wear Shabbos clothes. But according to Ramah, who doesn't, he says that only the Chasan can wear Shabbos clothes if Shabbos and Tisha B'Av actually are on the same day, if they coincide, Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, then the Chasan can wear his clothes, the Shabbos clothes, but the Avi Yaben would not be allowed to. Just want to add a couple of very interesting things. One more minute, it's 3:19. Okay, listen carefully. So, as I said, the minug nowadays is not in accordance with the Ramah, but is in accordance with the Gra, and therefore we all wear our standard Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon. And again, some are careful to wear one article of weekday clothing. That's now the Poskim explain. Some Poskim explain that nowadays, since our Shabbos and weekday clothing differ greatly, okay, so it would actually be usher to wear. Weekday clothes, because it would be a sign of like of Bifarhesia, of Velus Bifarhesia, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So therefore it would actually be usher, according to some, just the total opposite of the Ramah nowadays, as some poskim say, to go ahead and wear the full big day chol on Shabbos. And one last thing, that the poskim also say that the clothes can be freshly laundered according to our minug. That we do wear big day Shabbos, they can be freshly laundered and pressed the Shabbos clothes. Not that you should do it, you could do it on the 9 days, because you're not allowed to do laundry and all that kind of stuff on the 9 days. But if it was already freshly laundered and pressed from before, you could wear it on Shabbos, and probably should have it that way. But many poskim do say that it is also to wear new Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazon, on Shabbos of 9 days. Others say, what about when you're supposed to go ahead and put on your clothes on Erev Shabbos? So there's a three-way machlokes. Could you wear it the whole day Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, maybe right before Shabbos? So that's a three-way machlokes. But most poskim hold it after Shabbos. You don't have to take off the Shabbos clothes right away, but rather you can, you know, you have your time to go ahead and take it off. I guess after Yom Lav Malka, you don't have to take it off. You don't have to get out of your clothes right away after Shabbos Chazon. Have a great day, everybody. Ad kan ha yoimi.